The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Would you like it if I talked about your skin, the way you wear your hair?
Okay.
Would you like it if I talked about your butt?
Well, once a month,
turn into someone that was hard to love. How would you like it if I didn't like your smoke? Didn't like the polish you be wearing on your toes? If I didn't like your necklace or what you cook for breakfast, would I be wrong? Would I be wrong?
Why you wanna change me? Flip all the things that really made me the way that I am to make you happy, baby.
Why you wanna change me?
Girl, oh,
you used to like your big old teddy bear.
Girl, oh,
you used to
did was pick apart your friends, cause they ain't got no end.
Oh,
what if I talked about your face in the morning? Cause we know that you ain't cute in the morning.
No.
What if I criticize the way that you be eating? And when you're sleeping, you be doing that heavy breathing. What if I was at your
about your housekeeping?
Would I be wrong? Would I be wrong?
Oh,
change me.
That
really make me
the way that I am.
Oh,
baby,
baby,
why you wanna change?
Tell me why,
girl, oh,
you look
like you need no teddy, teddy bear.
Get the very things that we desire to have happen in our lives. but too many times we don't. And so we're going to talk about something today. Yes, a topic that God just laid on my heart that I wanted to share literally just a little while ago, because I'm finding in life that too many times people settle. Too many times we don't get up and we don't go get the very things that we deserve to have in life. And we don't realize that we really deserve these things. But I can tell you that when you begin to realize that you absolutely deserve the things, then you won't settle every single day. And so on the grind this morning, we're going to talk about something called status quo. How many of you know what status quo means? You see, on this day, I am truly bossing me. All right, as I'm on this grind, as I'm out here today saying great morning to every one of you. Status quo. You know, status quo. When I think about status quo, what do y'all think about when you hear the word status quo? Right? Well, you know, status quo is pretty much the mess, right? It's the mess that we've allowed ourselves to put ourselves in, right? For real. Status quo just means that's that person in life that just made a decision to settle. to not do anything different in order to have something different in life. And as I thought about the status quo, as I thought about this topic this morning, you know, guys, I just want to say that, you know, it's time out in this season. Let me shout out here. I don't know how many does this. But I want to let y'all know that I'm even more excited, because on this day in history, see, I'm going to give you a little bit of history today. On this history, at this day in history, August 9th of 1999, I gave birth to an incredible young man that I'm so excited about, that I love from the bottom of my heart, the child that so many of you have heard the testimony of, literally being moved along in the school system. But on this day at 3:32 in the afternoon, I gave birth to none other than Stephen Jeremiah McCray. And so before I get into anything, I got to give a huge shout-out to my big baby boy. Y'all give a shout-out to Christian McCray, who is going to be mad at me because I put it on social media right now on the grind that it's his birthday. He's that quiet one. But you know what? I tell him all the time, you can't be quiet in life. You cannot allow shyness and that quiet spirit to take over your life, because that was me. And he's so much like me. He is truly a mama's boy for real. What I'm saying to you, God has blessed you with so many gifts. You got to speak up. You can't allow yourself to fall into a status quo status, because that's where you end up being average. That's when you end up not becoming all that God has created you to become. And so on this day, yesterday, we are celebrating Reese's 19th birthday. And think about it. You see, when I think about status quo, and since I'm talking about Christian, because status quo means that, you know what, we really end up settling, we end up not becoming all that we can become in life. And imagine, see, many times in life we don't realize, but as responsibilities is passed, we have some things that we need to do until that child is grown enough to where they can go out and now make decisions on their own. So imagine if Nate and I would have settled. Imagine if we would have just allowed the school system to take total control, for real. Because that's what ended up happening with Christian. Christian had a gift, right? A gift, literally from the age of 4. I remember us putting him in basketball leagues. Nate and I used to run basketball leagues, you know, and do so many different things when we lived in Atlanta, Georgia. I remember starting off on the board. Then next thing we know, we looked up and we were presidents of the board, and we're running this entire league. And so Christian played ball with his dad teaching him from the age of 4. So he had a gift, right, at playing ball. But imagine this. He was never able to really play once he got into high school. Why? Because of the status quo. Because of the fact that, you know what, there was a mess that was created around him, a mess that I didn't even realize, a mess that really he was being moved along in the system. You know how they give you these grades and that young child left behind, really. And then you end up getting grades thinking that you're doing okay, but really you're not. And so when I caught it, right, the status quo situation, the mess that was for real created, right, we could have just settled and stopped right there. But instead, no, we stepped up. We said, let's fight this thing. But guess what? The school system didn't even care, right? The school system, I'm telling you, it's crazy. My mother used to always tell me something as an educator not to do. And you know what? I didn't listen. And so therefore, as a result of it, we look up and hear this. He's his kid with gifts. But yet that education is just not on point. So when we don't have the knowledge necessary in order to get ourselves to the next level in life, what's going to happen is we end up settling. We end up becoming status quo. We end up creating a mess around us. And then many times we end up staying in that mess, right? But they decided that, you know what, we're not going to promote him into high school. We're not going to pass him, right? We're not going to keep him into the eighth grade. We're not going to retain him, right? Right? We're not going to retain him. But instead, we're going to just place this kid into the ninth grade. And when I say, the world just place me, right? Status quo, right? Settle. Are we going to settle for this nonsense that's happening? No. So we're having to place them. Set up to fail. So the child struggles. And that's why I celebrate this kid. Sometimes our children saying, well, not our children. Zaria is the emotional one. It's really just Zaria, because the other kids, they're fine. But Zaria, all the time, she's like, you love Christian more than you love the rest of us. And I'm like, no, that's not it. Just that I felt for real somewhat responsible because I didn't see this happening until I asked the question. You see a kid coming home doing their homework. You see a kid, you know, going to school, getting grades. You see a kid until you ask the question. I'm like, what? You can't answer that? Are you kidding me? You're in eighth grade? I'm like, no, this is not right. So anyway, literally, imagine, because we made a decision to not accept it, because we made a decision to not
Havana, oh, na na. Half of my heart is in Havana, oh, na na. He took me back to East Atlanta, na na na. All of my heart is in Havana. There's something about his manner. Havana, oh, na.
Documented millionaires in 17 months that allows us to pay over $15,000.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass still riding. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a pan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no damage. Stop to tell for dinner. Julio served that scampi.
That we go through to put us in this status where we decide to really give up or to just allow ourselves to remain in that place. But in life, you got to ask yourself, you know what? You got to realize that we weren't created to be mediocre. We weren't created to be average. We weren't created to just remain in the same place. We were created to grow. We were created to change. And so when you think about that status quo situation, it's the mess that we end up creating. And we allow ourselves to stay there, not realizing that change.
By the fire at night,
end up settling. Well, I could tell you, I could end up just taking you back to just really relating to me. You see, many times in life, we allow fear to keep us in that status quo situation. We allow doubt to keep us in that status quo situation. We allow situations to keep us in that status quo situation. And why? It's because in order to get ourselves from one level to the next level on the grind this morning, we got to make a decision that we got to first and foremost change. Change. That's how you get yourself from one place to the next. If we don't make a decision that we are going to change the situation, if we don't make a decision that we're going to do what's necessary, if we don't begin to realize what we have on the inside of us, that's what I did. I made a decision. I realized that, you know what, Pam, you are being very average. You are
strawberry champagne.
It's not something that everybody strives to get to. That is supposed to be something that everybody should be running and fighting to get out of. And so,
I blew my mind.
I didn't. right? Nobody wakes up and say that this music drowning me out. Thank you. Some type of music drowning me out, she said. Right? And so, why? Why do you think it? It's because, number one, pain. When I think about pain, and I'm going to be honest with y'all, listen, we've been on this 10-ab challenge, okay? Woo! It's one of the reasons, one of the main reasons why people don't change in life is because it's painful, okay? And think about it. I've been saying for two, three years that I'm determined to get my abs, right? I work out all the time. I go to the gym. But honestly, the way I'm feeling over the last, this today is day 11, I feel like I've been playing in the gym for real. Like, what have I been doing for the last 3.5 years? I've been boxing, right? I go to the gym. I get on the treadmill. I work out. I lift weights. And so, but I can tell you from 10 days of being on this 10-AM challenge, my body is in so much pain, for real. Okay, like to the point to where I am getting up out of the bed every ounce of being 49 years old. Real talk. My bones are like, let me move, let me stretch, let me not sit in one spot too long. And it hurts. And so that's the reason why most people settle in life, right? Because of the fact that it's painful in order to change. And when we realize that, you know what, in order to be different, in order to get ourselves out of that status quo, in order to remove ourselves from being average, right, because we weren't created, right, to be average, right, I know, Lisa, right, we in pain, right, then you got to know that you got to go through that pain in order to bring about that change. Because when you go through the pain, what's going to end up happening is, yes, my muscles hurt right now really, really bad, but throughout the pain, growth is happening. Throughout the pain, them abs are trying to burn through this fat on my belly, saying, you know what, I'm in there somewhere. Remember, everything that we need is inside of us or around us. So there's some abs in my belly up underneath all of this fat. So therefore, I got to go through the pain in order to get myself from being average, in order to allow myself to get rid of this, in order for now those muscles to break through. Yes, Vanessa, pain is weakness leaving the body, absolutely. And so when we realize this, why is it? So it's pain. It's the fear of the unknown. Think about it. And so therefore we end up not taking risks in life. And that's how you end up in that status quo situation. You got to realize that you just got to step out there and do something in order to have something different in life. Imagine, see, when I think and I look back on life, and many times it's true, we remain in our past way too long and we allow our pain to crush us and to stop us from becoming all that we could become. We got to allow that past to propel us into our future. But when I look back to 3.5 years ago, almost 4, yeah, when Nate and I just decided, for real, like we had this all made up in our mind that, you know what, in August 2014, we were out of Atlanta. We were done. We were tired. We didn't care what it looked like. And leading up to that point, see, God will always bless what you put out there into the atmosphere you keep in front of you. When you decide that you refuse to remain average, decide to let go of that status quo, that mess that will become your message if you decide to get up out of it. Right? So imagine if we would have just stayed there. But no, you know what? Ups and downs, contracts are in and out. Y'all don't even realize it. The top of that 2014, during that time when we was living off a 401k or he had the contracts and everything, we just didn't know what was going to happen. It was in 2014, the beginning part of 2014, when he went and he sold that vehicle, that Cadillac Escalade, and he came home with that cash for us to be able to survive. It was all there, right? So, but guess what? We still kept speaking into the atmosphere because we were like, we're not about to remain in this mess. You see, we created the mess, but God gives us the power to get out of the mess. But too many times we create the mess, and then we end up staying in the mess, right? And so we were like, we August, we out of here, all right? We're not going to worry about what we created. We're going to focus on the future. We're not going to worry about the pain that we're going through because the pain that we're going through, we bought it on ourselves, all right? Ain't nobody bringing some things we can't control, but most of the pain that we go through in life, thank you. Most of the pain that we go through in life, we bring it upon ourselves, and then we allow ourselves to remain average and ordinary, and then and then we wonder why. Why is Gwen calling me while I'm on the grind? So anyway, we wonder why for real. Now my Instagram, hold on, let me get my IG right. And then we wonder why. But imagine if we wouldn't have decided to, you know, on August to move forward. And God had blessed because we put that plan into the atmosphere. He blessed it to the point to where we can move. The job was on point.
Yeah, you know, Mary, these past couple of years I've been going through some changes.
We didn't know what was going to happen. We had no idea what was going to happen. Let me tell you, when I say we decided to take a risk, I mean like this, for real. Like when I say we didn't know where we was going, imagine this. And I wasn't even going here with this today. But imagine this. We leave our house on a Friday, show up at Nate's parents' house on a Friday. Now, mind you, we wasn't crazy. We had mapped out some stuff. We knew exactly what was available down here. We knew we could move into some of these beautiful vacation rental homes and, boom, live the life that we always dreamed of, right? And so we had a plan, but we still didn't know where we were going. And then Nate's mom asked us, so where are you guys going? Oh, we're moving to Miami. Where at? We don't know. We'll figure out when we get there. That was our mindset, like for real. We'll figure out when we get there. We left there on a Monday morning, drove, had no idea. I'm on my iPad during the car. I said, oh, look, it's a God rewards faith. God rewards when you just step out there, right? And so I'm on my iPad, and guess what? We ended up finding this deal. We ended up staying on the 42nd floor of a condo down in Brickell. Oh, you couldn't tell us nothing, okay? But it was a blessing because it was last minute. It was like slashed in half. And so that was literally how we got started, but it's because we took a risk. You see, we could have remained in Atlanta, for real. We drove right on down here in that rental car. Y'all know that rental car that we rented for 2 years? Absolutely. We didn't care, okay? The McCray family adventure was for real. We had an adventure. Our kids didn't know what was going on. We told them it's time for fresh and new. They was like, let's go, mommy. Sometimes you got to have them. You got to have them friends around you, them people around you that have that childlike faith to where they just believe, they just trust, they just allow you to go. And so that was what ended up happening. So when we realized that in order to get yourself from the status quo situation, you got to be willing to change. You got to be willing to, yes, wish it was on. It's not on YouTube. I don't know. I don't have all these gadgets. We'll get it going eventually. It's the first time me running the grind, so y'all just bear with me for real. I wanted to take a class, but I didn't get an opportunity to take a class. So, all right, guys, so we're going to play a song right quick, I believe. I'll be right back. What we doing? Going through all the songs today. All right, guys. So give me just a second. I've got to do something on the meetings going on, but you know, back on the grind. I'm actually trying to do something. Can you do this for me, right? All right. Yeah, I'll be having too many jobs going on. But all right. So yeah. So we talking status quo this morning, right? On the grind. I don't know if Nate's gonna ever invite me back for real. Because because, you know, honestly, I have no idea what I'm doing with all these different gadgets and all that good stuff, but I'm on here just really seeing from my heart this morning to talk about status quo and what we got to do in order to get ourselves out of the situation that we may be in, because change is definitely always necessary. Change is necessary in order to get ourselves to the next level. And many times we talked about it's fear. We talked about it's that pain. It's not taking that risk in life, and because we want to know what's on the other side of that risk. Many times it's because we're afraid to fail. Can you imagine if we would have just stopped a long time ago? We failed time and time again, and many times we end up status quo and in that same position because we're afraid to fail, and that's the reason why so many people don't take risks in life, right? But when you realize that, you know what, in order to get yourself to the next level, in order to have something different in life, you got to take some risks. So when you think about it, along this journey and change is going to require something of us. Change is going to require us going through that pain. Change is going to require us going, like, under construction for real. Y'all ever heard that quote that, you know, the road to success is always under construction? It is. The road to success for real is always under construction. So when you think about it, when you think about construction, that means it's going through something. Think about a road, right? Think about a road or a highway that's under construction, right? Number one, as us, you know, getting into our vehicles every single day, we can't stand. We hate the fact that we got to go through any place, any area where it's under construction. Why? Because it's going to cause delays. It's going to push us back on the time frame that we want to get to. It's going to cause us to have to take tours in life, right? And many times we don't even want to have to go through that. But sometimes, many times, in order to get ourselves to the next level, we got to realize that we got to go through some detours. We're gonna have some delays. That's that patience. But yet we can't just settle. We can't remain status quo. Because when we end up settling, then we won't get to where we decide to go to. But think about it. A road that's under construction. As I sit here and I look at the street and I'm watching all these cars go out of my neighborhood as they're going off to work this morning. And I'm looking at the road. And the road seems very, very well put together, right? The cars are driving on it. You know, there's maybe some cracks in the road, some bumps in the road, some things that may need to be fixed. There's some bricks that go around the circle in the waterfall that I'm watching, you know, flat up in the air. You know, maybe there's some bricks that's out of place and some bricks that need to be, you know, re-cemented into the ground, right? So the road appears that like it looks okay, right? And that's how many times we can be in life, right? We literally can look like we're okay, but yet there's a lot going on inside of us, around us, right? Especially when we're at this status quo situation, this mess, and we're being average and we're not stressing ourselves and allowing ourselves to go through the pain in order to get to the game, then what ends up happening is the road looks good, which was how we looked, for real. We looked really good. We was a public success. Yes, we were living in Atlanta, Georgia, at this beautiful home, all of that. But inside, we were private failures because we were struggling time and time again. Left and right, doing different things, and nothing happening, and literally just living paycheck to paycheck, below the paycheck, for real. Many times in life, that's what ends up happening, but it happens because of the fact that you got to realize that when things are under construction, things are under construction. That means that it appears okay, but you figure out that there's some bumps, there's some cracks that need to be fixed. So now you got to allow yourself to go under construction. So what happens before when things go under construction, when that road goes under construction? It means that it's going to get worse before it can get better. Because now those tools, those machines, they got to go in, they got to start digging up the cement, right? They got to pull up the pieces, that the cracks and all of that, right? And so now, as they're now tearing it up, it's got to be torn up before it could be fixed. So now the road is under construction. It appeared okay, but now it's being cracked up because there's something wrong with that road, right? And so now you begin to prepare it. You begin to now say, you know what, I'm going to fix these cracks. I'm going to look at that man in the mirror myself, figure out what's happening, what's going on, why am I remaining the same? Why can't I get myself to the next level? Why do I get up every single day and keep making excuses after excuses after excuses, not even realizing that, you know what, the only way to bring about the change is that I got to get up and I got to do something. I got to allow myself to go under construction to realize that, you know what, I got to break up some things. I got to get rid of some old habits. I got to get rid of some people. I got to let go of some situations. I got to now fix it, right? Allow that road to be broken up, right? And so now it can be repaired. And so now as the road is being repaired, you got all this beautiful, what do you call it, cement, tar, whatever. It's all being mixed up. And then it's going to be, the ground is going to be laid. And now it's gone through construction. And so when you realize that that's what success is all about, it's about us changing. It's about us growing. It's about us allowing ourselves to go through the pain. It's about realizing and knowing that success, the road to success, is always under construction, because the road to success always requires some type of growth. So if we don't allow ourselves to grow and realize that it for real is a job that has to happen from the inside out, because when we begin to fix the things, yes, there, reconstruction, yes, absolutely. When we begin to fix the areas in our lives that need to be fixed, that's when we're going to now begin to see the transformations happen in our lives. But if we don't first and foremost realize that we got some issues, and we don't first and foremost realize that it's going to take us looking at that man in the mirror, then what's going to end up happening is we end up settling. We remain status quo. That's not a status that people strive to be in life. That's a status that people should be running from in life. That's where 97% of the world is at in life, right, Daisy? And it takes time to cure. You can't drive it on right away. Be patient, right? Absolutely. And so then what ends up happening is once you realize that you got to go under that construction, which is what I had to do, I had to realize that, you know what, Pam, say that you want this. You say that you want to be successful in an industry that you failed in for a very long time, 20 years, right? You say that you're going to be the next superstar. You say that you're a champion, but you get up every day and you remain average. You get up every day and you do what average people do. And so when I realized that, you know what, in order to be extraordinary, which is what we were created to be, come what I began to realize that I was, which is creative greatness. Why, that's me, my hashtag. I started, y'all go all the way back, 2014, y'all see, damn a great. Now everybody's creative for greatness, and that's wonderful. But creative for greatness, I had to realize it. I had to begin to speak it in order to become it. But you know what, too many times we just sit back and we speak, and we don't do. Faith without works is dead, for real. And so when I look at different situations, and it's so unfortunate that so many people remain in that status quo situation, and I sit back and I watch it, you know what, being in the industry that we're in, man, being in the industry that we're in, God allows us to see so much in people, for real. Like people that say, yes, I'm the next 40. Yes, I'm the next six figures, seven figures, $1 million earner. But every day, so many of the people get up and do average and ordinary things. Not even for real. We say these little cliche things. Set yourself on fire so the world can watch you burn, for real. Because what is going to take in order to get yourself from a status quo situation, what is going to take in order to win in the industry like we're in, it means that you got to get up and you got to work. You got to go hard. You got to be consistent. Right. And what ends up happening is people say, yes. Yes, David, be willing to serve. This life is for helping others. Absolutely. We get up and can't even be consistent. I know this was me. I wasn't consistent in my activity. I wasn't consistent in developing myself personally. So if we say to get from being status quo, this thing is 90% mental, 10% skill, then why is it that it takes motivation in order to get a person to do something? It takes somebody saying something in order to get a person to do something, when really and truly your situation should be your motivation every day to where when you get up, you don't need anybody saying anything, to where you get up and you're doing what's necessary in order to get it done. And I sit back, Nate and I, we sit back and we're like, dang, that used to be us. And then we pray, for real, like we pray, we hope that they get it. We don't talk. Because I think that people don't realize that in order to get to the great, you have got to do what the greats do. And so getting up and doing the mamby-pamby stuff and the every now and again and the inconsistency and not even staying focused on just one thing in order to accomplish it, it's not going to happen. What's happening is we end up fooling ourselves. Because I know I fooled myself for a very long time. I thought I was going to have something. I thought I was going to become something. I thought I was going to win in the industry for a long time, but yet I wasn't willing to put in work. I wasn't willing to grow. I wasn't willing to read some books, and not just read books, but to actually grow from the book. Because many times you can pick up something, you can read it, but if it's not changing you, if it's not growing you, if you're not different by the time you read that book or you listen to that audio, then something's wrong. If you're not moving differently, then something's wrong. It means that what's happening is you're allowing the mental state. You're allowing the things that come into your mind as fun, for real, trying to do me in out here today. You're allowing the things that you go through on a daily basis in order to come in and to take control. And then you end up allowing those thoughts to sit in your head, and they come in and they conquer the things that you desire to do. And so then you find yourself in this mess, changing, not growing, in the same situation. That was the rut was in the same situation every January of every single year. I don't care what year you want to say. We was in the same situation. Why? Because we got up. We start off every year, yes, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. Yes, all right, get me some tape. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Every day we got, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then nothing. Status quo, mediocre. And that status quo mindset keeps us average, keeps us from excellence, from greatness. And I think it's because we start to believe the lies that we tell ourselves. We start to believe those lies that, you know what, it's okay to get up and go to work and to give up myself for 40, 50, 60 hours a week and to come home on a Friday, get a paycheck, and be broke on Saturday. Man, that was us. We started to believe these lies. But then when we realized that, you know what, we can change it. Why don't we make a decision to change? Yes, it's painful. So how do we break out of it? That man in the mirror that Nate talks about all the time, that man in the mirror is the very thing that's going to bring about the change. Because when we look at that man in the mirror, we see us. We see our true reflection. We see the greatness. We see the pain. We see the things that we need to change. We see the things that we like about ourselves. We see the things that we don't like about ourselves. And then we have the opportunity to bring about the change. So why don't we do it? So, you know, when you look at the situation today, ask yourself a couple questions. Because the hardest thing for a person to do in life, to look at their current level that they're at, right? Look at it. Look at the current level of life that you're at. And to realize that it's really not as great that you think it is. Some people may be watching this and maybe life is dandy and life is everything. But the real change, the real situation, the real person that you're supposed to become is in the growth. So look at something, find something in your life right now that's great. Just to give you an example, find something in your life right now that's great, that's wonderful. It could be a relationship, it could be a business, something in life that's wonderful right now. Your children, your whatever. You're the greatest mom, the greatest dad. And then ask yourself this question. If it ain't broken, how can you make it better? Because many times you may think life is good, but you still can find yourself status quo, maybe not a mess in the next level. So if it ain't broken, how can you fix it? How can you make that thing, if it ain't broken, you can't fix it because it's already fixed. But how can you make it better? See, we should always be stressing ourselves for the better in life, always stressing ourselves to grow in life, always stressing ourselves to get to the next level in life. So how can you make that thing better? Right? Also, think about this. If it's not broken, when do you think it? What would happen if it decided to break in the future? Are you prepared? Do you have a plan? Are you still growing? Are you still changing? Because in order to not remain status quo, change is necessary no matter what things look like. And then also ask yourself, is what you're doing in life, if it ain't broken, is it serving the world? Because life is not about us. It really isn't. It's not. It's not about us. It's about us becoming who we're created to become. Y'all see the humidity making my hair real frizzy. And who we need to become in order to change the lives of others. But if we remain in our situation, if we remain status quo, if we don't allow ourselves to become, then what ends up happening is we will never get ourselves to the next level. So, you know, I'm going to tune into some let's look at some comments this morning, all right? I know that you guys have been commenting. And really, I just wanted to come on here today because I'm sitting back and just thinking about life. And I remember, you know, how I was for a very long time. And I sit back and I talk to people every day who are so excited about change, so excited about wanting, you know, to create some type of freedom in their life physically and financially with what we're doing. Like, but yet, we sit back and it's like there's no level of commitment. There's no level, and I'm not saying this is everybody, but to the masses, there's no level of commitment to becoming the very thing that people desire to do. And so what ends up happening is you end up playing with it, right? You end up putting just that little pinky toe in instead of putting your whole foot, your whole body into that thing in order to now bring about the success that you want to see happen. And then what ends up happening is you find yourself every year in the same situation, same status quo, same fight, right? But it's all because of not taking the time to look in that mirror, to realizing that, you know what, I got to be the change, to realizing and knowing that in order to bring about the change, you can't sit back and wait on other people. You got to get in and you got to for real be ignorance on fire, which is what we was 3.5 years ago. Nobody told us how to do anything. But what ends up happening is we had a vision, we had a plan, we bought into that vision, we went for it, we figured out how to sell our products, we figured out how to pick up the phone, we figured out how to get things to duplicate. We figured it out. We figured out how to log into our back office and to figure out what's going on back then. We figured it all out. But now what happens in life is a lot of people want their hands held for real. And what ends up happening is when that hand can't be held, because they can't, hand hold, I mean plug in and pay to create it. That's what it means to hold somebody's hand, for real. When it can't be held, then there's nothing happens. So it means that really a person does not want it bad enough. So it boils down to how bad do you want it? Because when you want it bad enough, you're going to find a way in order to eliminate that situation and allow that situation to be your motivation every single day. You shouldn't need motivation from anybody in the world. No, your situation should motivate you every day that you get up to say, I'm not going to remain in the same place that I am today. I'm going to realize that change is necessary. I'm going to realize that the road to success is always under construction. So I'm going to allow myself to go through the pain. I'm going to allow myself to be reconstructed. I'm going to allow myself to grow. I'm not going to sit back and wait on other people to tell me what to do. That's how the change is going to happen in your life. But too many times people settle, and they sit back, and they want it. They want it. They believe. You can believe all day long. But if you don't put any work to that belief, it's to no avail. All right, y'all? I had to go to work. I had to change. For real. I had to realize what I had on the inside of me. I had to fight through the fear. I had to do the funny things that I feared. I had to get up, and I had to speak to people that I did not want to speak to. That's how I grew. I had to stand up in front of a room and shake like a leaf. I had to get on conference calls and stutter. I had to do all of that. But it was change. It was the reconstruction that I had to go through, that God had to allow me to go through in order for me to realize the greatness that I had on the inside of me, in order to bring about the change so that I could go to work, so that I could now realize that, you know what, we wasn't designed to be broke. We weren't designed to live paycheck to paycheck. What do I need to do for my family? Some of y'all just need to stand up this morning and take control. Dang. All right, I'm done. I'm done on the grind. Take control. Status quo is not designed for you. What you going to do about it for real? Go to work. A lot of y'all are part of an opportunity that's bringing change all over the entire world. You're sitting back and you're going to be like, what just happened? Because change is happening all over the entire world. This could take us from broke to almost $2 million 3.5 years later. What's wrong with you? God could do it for one. He can do it for others. And y'all know I can't sing, but yes, I'm closing out this round with my song. I want to say thank you for all the comments. I see you, Jay-Z. Got to come from within. Train your mind. Be laser focused on your future, not your present. Yes, share. Blessings from the UK. Thank you. Thank you. I see you over there, ID. I have taken control and under construction. Yes. Y'all, listen. This song right here. This song right here, 2017, rolling into 2017. God laid this song on me at right on New Year's Eve, and I promise you, every day, not a day goes by. You see, you got to speak the thing into your life, because many times certain things around you are going to make you feel like you can't, right? But when you train your mind, you transform your mind, you begin to believe that absolutely, yes, you can. Whereas I can't sing, I didn't get the gift like so many of the people in my family, I can't hold a note. But I guarantee you, my mama said, baby, make a joyful noise, and I sing this song from the top of my heart every single day. And I believe that, yes, I can. And that's how y'all got to get up every single day. Know without a shadow of a doubt that, yes, you can on the grind this morning. Y'all think Nate gonna let me back? I got to get the controls together, but I just want y'all to know my husband has an awful wife. Yes. 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 Y'all believe y'all can? Yes. You okay? Yes, come on, y'all. That's a good job. Next time I have everything together, but appreciate you. And again, my husband.